Welcome to The Inner Room, a space where we ponder the inner movements of our heart to find God by finding examples and instructions in daily scripture readings. The emotions in our hearts can help us or hinder us in our spiritual journey. Open your heart, explore your emotions, and align thoughts and emotions with God's plans for you. When we learn to feel and align our emotions, we advance in our prayer life by loving more deeply, remaining in peace more often, and finding courage for the journey of life. My name is Sofia Fonseca de Niño, and a big shout out to my son Marco Niño, producer of this podcast. Sit back or walk with us. You are most welcome here. Friends, in our Lenten season, we imitate the Lord who goes to the desert and in silence wrestles with the mission ahead because he was fully human and he was fully God. To go into a desert where there are wild beasts, there's also angels, is going to be a very big test for his humanity. And today, there's no desert necessarily where we go to. But where is the desert of your own life? How do you create that experience of walking in silence away from the noise and in where there are no distractions from the world? And these could be as simple as in your car, instead of having the noise of just music that doesn't connect you with God or news that elevate your heart rate because they're not really godly or positive. You could use the Lenten season to have some specific song or music that allows you to enter into a place of silence. And that is a place of removing ourselves from the world so that we can hear the voice of God. It could be when you're taking a walk. It could be when you are cooking. It could be when you are in the bathroom showering. There's places where we could seek the Lord, that there is the possibility for silence and removing ourselves from the world. But it could be when you are at work, that you just go away for 2 minutes into a room or a corridor or outside, and you just recollect yourself for a couple of minutes, so that you can connect with the Lord and just seek his face. Mark first tells us that the Spirit drove Jesus to the desert and he remained there for 40 days. So this Lenten season, let us remain in that Spirit of the Lord that is silent and away. There will be wild beasts, and these are our own thoughts, our own emotions that want to drag us down. Could be other people who criticize us or diminish us when we're trying to act in ways that promote holiness. But in these temptations, we also have the help of our guardian angel, and we can ask the Lord to assist us more specifically. We have in Psalm 25, a way to pray. The Lord has a covenant that he has made with us at our baptism, that we are his sons and daughters, and that we are kings, priests, and prophets, and that we have a mission in this life, and that the Lord has inscribed in our hearts his statutes. So we want to delve into our hearts in that silence, friends, so that we can know both the love of God, who wants us to walk in his ways, and the truth that is available for us to speak to others. That the ways of the Lord keep us in his protection. And that is why in the psalm we say, teach me your paths, guide me in your truth. Teach me, for you are my Savior. Remember that your compassion, O Lord, and your love are from of old. In your kindness, remember me because of your goodness, O Lord. We come to the Lord remembering that the Lord is good, that he is a good, good Father. All these qualities and attributes of our Heavenly Father are part of our prayer as we come to him in silence. So in those 2 minutes that you are away or in line for carpool pickup, or maybe you're taking a walk in your lunch break, and just go outside for a couple of minutes, we can read this psalm: Your ways, O Lord, are love and truth to those who keep your covenant. The word of God is also very important during this season of the desert, where we have temptations or we have wild beasts, inside or outside ones, that come and attack us and take us out of this place of peace. It could be a phone call that interrupts us, or if we're in traffic, just somebody that cuts us off, or a light that turns red just as we're gonna pass. These can literally be wild beasts in the middle of a moment where we're trying to find silence. The Lord reminds us today in Genesis chapter 9, as we have this first Sunday of Lent, that He established a covenant with Noah and his sons, that there would be peace, that the sign that He gave us after that flood that destroyed everything because humanity had become so evil, that the Lord set a bow in the clouds as a sign of the covenant between God and ourselves, and that this covenant is our covenant as well. We also have a reading today from the first letter of Peter that reminds us of the suffering of Christ for our sins, that He, being righteous, suffered for us who are unrighteous to lead us to God, and that in that death where His flesh as human died, He brought it back to life in the resurrection. And when that happened, friends, the Bible tells us that even resurrections of dead happened when Jesus died and when He was resurrected, in the power of what the Lord's victory over death had as a resonance over the earth. Peter, in this letter that he's writing, also remembers Noah and the ark, and God patiently waited for Noah, and He patiently waits for us. He patiently waits for our return, that we are going to have temptations and we're going to walk towards God and then away from God. And what kind of amazing Father we have, that He is going to help us cleanse our hearts and our minds so that we can continue on this heavenly journey. Friends, we have the Advocate, the Mediator, Jesus Christ, sitting at the right hand of the Father. And from there, He has power over the world, over death, over sickness, over sin, and He's interceding for us. So this is where we go. We go to the throne where He stands so that we can place our petitions before Him, so that we know how to listen every day a little better, so that we can go through our own trials and tribulations, so that we can live our Lenten practices, so that we can live in the love of God for our lives. So Father, we come to Your throne again, knowing that in this desert that we're walking, You are walking with us, that You send angels before us, that every time we pray, You bend Your ear towards us, that You are seeking relationship with us, that in this desert, You will be our shield and our protector. We thank You, Father, that in this season, we're going to grow closer to You, that You will give us specific actions, specific directions for what is life alive in our lives and what is dead in our lives, that we can bring every part of us to your altar so that you can judge us and you can resurrect the parts of us that we've let die, that need to be brought back to life by your touch, Father, by your presence. Because you are a good, good Father that wait for us, that you give us a covenant, even as today we're stepping one step closer into that holiness plan that you have for our lives. We thank you that you are with us. We thank you that you hear us. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hello, this is Sofia Fonseca de Niño, and I welcome you to this inner room. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the Inner Room Emotions in the Bible. And we would love to hear your questions, your ideas, or your comments. Thank you for joining us today.